If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
So let me get this straight. Iran hacked the Trump campaign, according to the FBI. Iran hacked the Trump campaign, and they got a bunch of damaging stuff, some of which they've already sent to Politico and other left-wing outlets, including all of the Trump campaign's opposition research on J.D. Vance. In other words, a folder of everything they think's damaging about him. Election interference, hacked the campaign, Iran did it. Where have I heard that story? It sounds so familiar. Gosh, you know, it sounds a lot like the story we were told in the 2016 election. And strangely, by the same people. Yeah, the FBI is saying that Iran hacked Trump, just, you know, got in all his systems, spied on him, did all that stuff. Weird. Because that sounds a lot like the story that the FBI told us, which we would later learn they knew was a lie the whole time, in 2016. You know the one. Yeah, that Russia is trying to hack the election. They hacked the Democrats. They hacked Hillary. They put all of her bad information out there. They did it to help Donald Trump, who, as we know, was communicating with the Russians the whole time via Alpha Bank. In fact, a Pulitzer was won for that story, which is kind of weird because it was fake. There never was any communications with Alpha Bank. There was no Russia hacking. None of that happened. But the FBI told us it did, that Russia had hacked the DNC and had hacked Hillary. Did the FBI ever look at the DNC server? No, it was shipped to Ukraine. I've never seen it. Well, who told them? Where did they get the story from? Well, Hillary's campaign made it up because she thought it'd make Trump look bad, look like a Russian stooge. The FBI thought that was cool, so they just kept telling the lie, even though they knew it was a lie. Okay. So the same people, the FBI, who FBI'd to us about there being a Russian hacking. There wasn't. It turns out CrowdStrike, you know, the people behind that major internet outage a few weeks ago. Weird, right? CrowdStrike worked for the Democrats, a Democrat firm. And it's got a lot of Democrat ex-FBI at the top of it. CrowdStrike came out and said, yeah, they were hacked by the Russians. Well, Republicans hauled them, you remember. CrowdStrike, the CEO behind closed doors, classified settings, said, okay, give us the details of the hack. And he's like, oh, there wasn't a hack. Now I remember. Wait, the Russians didn't hack Hillary or the DNC? Nah. Well, there wasn't a hack at all? No, not really. We just theorized there could have been a hack, and if there was, it probably would have been the Russians. Do you have proof of this? No. Well, I thought 17 intel agencies said that the Russians hit. No, they lied too. So those people want me to believe that Iran is knocking around spying on Donald Trump and his campaign and dumping stuff that makes them look bad? Those people. You mean the same people who right about now would need a way to spy on the Trump campaign since they can't use the old way they used? Yeah, remember when we learned the FBI illegally spied on Trump? Remember that? Remember when these same people now telling you Iran is, I'm sorry, I can't even say it without laughing. Iran hacked Trump. Okay, sure. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that would be the same people who, when they wanted to spy on Trump last time, went to the FISA court, lied, remember, to get the warrant to secretly surveil him? And they had to make up something because he had no connections to Russia. So remember, they had Hillary Clinton hire a law firm that made up a bunch of lies. And then they knew they were lies and submitted them all to the FISA court under penalty of perjury. That's a felony. Yeah, it kind of is. They re-upped it five times. They signed each time. James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Rod Rosenstein. But that's felony level perjury. Yeah, but they wanted the warrant to spy on Trump, so then they did. So they can't exactly go to the FISA court and lie again. I mean, they've already tried that one. So what do you do if you want to spy on the Trump campaign? Make up another lie. This time it's the Iranian spy. Gotcha. By the way, Google and Microsoft have confirmed it's true. Do you trust Google? You know the people currently partnering with the FBI to censor you and me and make sure we don't see real search results, make sure Republican websites for campaigns and candidates don't go to the top, but the Democrats do? Those people? Yeah, them. They say Iran hacked Trump. Now, it was awfully convenient for them because these are the same people trying to put Trump in prison. In fact, this is the same FBI wants us to believe Iran hacked Trump, right, to get the compromise, the elections, you know, anything they could find to stop Trump. These are the same people who just got caught lying in that Florida court where they were trying to try Trump for illegally possessing classified data. Remember? They tampered with the evidence. Another attorney caught them. And they were forced to admit in writing they had lied when they said they didn't touch with, trifle with, or interfere in any way with the election, with the evidence, the classified data, when they in fact did. And the judge got so mad she dismissed the case. That FBI that tampers with evidence, lies to the court, lies about Russia hacking, lied to the FISA court to get the ability to spy on Donald Trump. Now they say Iran is the one who did the hack. Uh-huh. Yeah, that FBI. Would this be the same FBI who was just caught by a whistleblower approving the visa for the Iranian assassin who came here to kill Trump? You know, the one who was on the international terror watch list, that guy? They approved his visa using a special, not often used, rare national security category so that the Iranian assassin, he's actually Pakistani, but he was working for Iran, could come here. Mm-hmm. The same FBI that greeted him at the airport but didn't let him go? Yeah, that FBI. The same FBI that, when he overstayed his visa, making him an illegal immigrant, didn't bother to pick him up. Yeah, that'd be the same FBI. And the same FBI now telling us Iran hack Trump. I'm sorry, I just can't help but smile when I say it because this is so stupid. I can't believe people believe this. I can't believe reporters believe this. That'd be the same FBI that back in April of 2024 warned us an Iranian assassin might be headed this way and even put out really fake wanted posters like they were looking for him without kind of mentioning they'd approved a visa for him to come here. That FBI. Yep. I don't believe a damn thing they say. Okay.
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, let's get the royal intro. For Her Highness Kamala Harris, nothing less will do. All right, Queen Kamala, the unelected, stop by the Premonti Brothers Sandwich Shop in Moon Township, Pennsylvania, the other day. And unlike Donald Trump, who she's trying to emulate, Trump will pull up to a restaurant and just walk in. And people love him. They go nuts. And so she wanted to be seen doing this, too, because she's been criticized for not wanting to have anything to do with the serfs. So at about 4 o'clock, the unsuspecting customers of Premonti Brothers were sitting there enjoying the football game. It's a popular place to go to watch games and eating when they were summarily kicked out smack in the middle of their dinner. They were outraged, especially so when they saw what happened next. The Harris Walls campaign rolled into the parking lot. So did white vans full of actors, i.e., the replacement customers, who then went into the restaurant so that the campaign could film Kamala Harris with her adoring fans who were paid to love her, greeting her at the door. So excited she was there. The problem is this thing called the cell phone. Pissed off people who'd been kicked out and were standing in the parking lot began to scream at the campaign, "You're terrible people. They kicked us out of Premonti Brothers so they could get their paid actors inside." Oh my gosh. These people. Everything is totally fake. Even the fanfare. She's so afraid of the public, she doesn't dare walk into a restaurant with real people because she doesn't know what their reaction will be. You know why that is? When you make real people so poor that it costs them $1,069 a month extra to live over what it did 3 years ago, yeah, you got to anticipate they may not be happy. Which is what made it so incredible last night at the DNC, that with a straight face, everyone from AOC to Hillary claimed that the Democrats are still the party of the working poor. No, they're the party that made what used to be the middle class the working poor. Is anybody going to seriously believe this?
Because if you are a working parent trying to afford rent and childcare, Kamala is for you. If you are a senior who had to go back to work because your retirement didn't stretch far enough, Kamala is for you.
And Kamala and Tim will continue to take on corporate greed and bring down cost of food and helping millions of families get ahead.
I mean, so many falsehoods in there here, but let's focus on the lack of any acknowledgement in any of those sound bites that the Biden-Harris administration has cost the average American family $25,000 loss in the past 2 years.
Wait, what? Yeah, you heard that right. Average middle-class family since March of 2022. So not even the beginning of the Biden administration. Since March of 2022, average loss in assets, $25,000. And that doesn't come from some conservative think tank. That comes from the Department of Economics at UC Berkeley. Not exactly a fan or a friend of conservatives. Put another way, that's what happens when moms and dads who used to have savings accounts but now have spent all that on the inflation on food and goods they need, inflation caused by the money printing, mainly driven by the Democrats, the money printing has made people poor. And again, to really wrap your mind around this, you've got to look at this Fox Business article from April 2024. in which they quote Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi. Listen to this. High inflation is costing Americans an extra $1,069 a month compared with just 3 years ago. They don't get anything extra for that. That's just the cost of everything that they have to buy that they used to buy, and now it costs more. An extra $1,069 a month. So UCal Berkeley is just measuring it a different way. That $25,000 over the last, what, roughly 2 years, is about $1,000 extra a month by the time you do the math. It's just another way to measure it. Folks, I don't see how Americans can possibly go through another 4 years of this kind of spending. And I can't imagine how they could justify voting for the very Democrats who set it in motion. Finally, while it might not seem possible that the assassination attempt on Donald Trump could possibly be made to be funny, comedian Drew Dunn actually pulled it off.
All the conspiracy theories come out around it, too. I don't know what to believe. All I do know is that if our government tried to do an assassination attempt, that's kind of how it would look. Okay? It was very inefficient. That was the DMV of assassination attempts. It's not good. They had a very small budget, you could tell. They wanted to do it with a grassy knoll at a parade like they were used to. They're like, we can't swing that. We got to do a tin roof at a town fair. That's all we got. Can't get any ex-military people to take the shot. Let's get the kid who came in last place on his marksman team. That apparently high schools have marksman teams. I never
tried it.
Dude, that was just one big government block of cheese. Like, that's all that was. It's insane. I was hoping Trump was going to come out the same day, here still bleeding, and do the press conference. They tried to shoot me! They tried to shoot me. They were too slow, and I'm too fast. I dodged the bullet. They didn't even see it. I saw it coming from so far away. It was like The Matrix. It was all in slow motion. Call me Neo, I'm the chosen one. They say he was a Republican, that's what they'll tell you. They'll say he was a Republican that shot, but I'll tell you right now, he shoots like a liberal. I'll tell you that, he shoots like a liberal. Not straight, so not straight. They said it was a fake bullet, that's what they said. It was a real bullet. We found the bullets. Turns out the bullets, they were made in China. That's where they were made. They were little teeny tiny Chinese bullets. So small, so tiny. I shot the guy back. They cut the cameras. They didn't show you that. It was me who shot him.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.